Allison swings and hits a ground ball over to Sokolov at shortstop and throws it to first, and he gets Gallison one down. So JT Sokolov doing his job at short as Aiden Brewer, first time he'll be in a Raptors uniform this season. A returning Raptor that played in 53 games last season. He batted a 190 with 27 hits, 142 at-bats. He also had 28 runs, but also 4 home runs and 27 RBIs as Brewer swings and misses at that one, and it goes down for a strike. So he's a senior headed to UNC Greensboro from Dexter, Michigan. He previously attended Hillsdale College, and this past season was unbelievable for them, and he sees it outside. He added the 249. He had 52 games played, 40 RBIs, and 10 home runs. So the count runs at one apiece on Aiden Brewer. One down. The 1-1. Low and takes ball two, 2-1. So two balls a strike on Aiden Brewer. Another returning Raptor. And back in 2022, he had one of the best seasons in Hillsdale College history. 2-1, outside of the zone, 3-1. He became just the second Hillsdale baseball player to earn consensus NCAA Division II All-American honors. It was the first time a guy from Hillsdale has got that since 2016. And the 3-1 just clips the zone, 3-2. And the count runs full with one down. Here on Aiden Brewer, wearing number 30 for the Raptors. Shortstop already with a put out. And the 3-2 comes up and inside for ball four. So Aiden Brewer on his first at-bat for the Raptors this season, he gets walked. So Brewer on Brewer, and Aiden Brewer gets the best of that. So Chris Conniff batting in the 8th spot, 34 hits in total. And he bats a 258. 24 runs. So the second baseman who made that double play last time here on the top of the second, Lucas Brewer in the middle of the slab, and the first offering outside. And it's a ball this time, 1-0. So at first is Brewer. Puts another run on for the Raptors. And the left-hander Chris Conniff with the bat on his shoulder, and the 1-0 home, and dropping it is Coons, but that ball just drops in front of him, 2-0. And it looks like Aloisio and Brewer having a couple words down there. Front looks friendly at first. Oh, one gone. And Brewer the knee high in the fire, the 2-0, fouled off left side. 2-1. Two balls a strike with one down. Chris Conniff last year batted a 250 for the Raptors. So just doing a little bit better here in his second season. As Brewer takes off to second, the throw from Coons over to Sokolov, the shortstop, and gets him. Aiden Brewer, a stolen base attempt, not successful. As JT Sokolov does his job. What a throw from Sebastian Coons. So now, two gone. Aiden Brewer took off and tried to see if he can get that stolen base, but Battle Creek just a little bit better on the defensive side. The 3-1 home paints a zone for a strike, 3-2. A full count with two gone. Battle Creek looking to retire the side in three batters, which is interesting because they gave up a walk and a swing and a miss this time, but a dropped ball from Coons, and it just looks like Conniff got just enough that ball to make it a foul. So a full count once more with two gone. Conniff, all-Northeast Conference selection for Wagner. And a great all-around player on both sides of the ball. Two down, and Brewer looks in. The knee-high fire, and a ball flown away left side. So, again, Conniff here staying alive, not going away so easily. JT Sokolov got an assist and a put out here in this inning. The payoff. Outside of the zone on the left edge for ball four. Fastball that couldn't work in. And Chris Conniff, he'll take first. So back-to-back walks. But nonetheless, Levi Jensen here batting in the nine hole. Nine hits for him in total. He bats a .099. Seven RBIs. He's really struggled at the plate. So a lot of ground outs for him. A lot of strikeouts as well. He doesn't seem like a lot of flyouts. If he's going to get a hit, it's usually a ground ball that just kind of splits the gap. And a ball inside, 1-0. So Chris Conniff now at first. Lucas Brewer will look in. And the 1-0 to Jensen just above the zone. Two down. Levi Jensen disciplined here at the plate. Lucas Brewer looks, sets the 2-0 home as Jensen skies this up backside. And it goes behind home plate for a foul. 2-1. Levi Jensen and a North Alabama from Luck, Wisconsin. He batted a 147. For the North Alabama Lions this season. Two gone, the 2-1 from Brewer, and a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to the third baseman, Allgaier, and the throw across the diamond. He gets Jensen. That's the third out. So the Rafters don't get any hits as they were walked twice, but nothing comes from that. So we head to the top of the third. 1-0 is the score. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the third inning we go. Rafters in front, 1-0. As leading off, Blake McCray batting in the seventh spot for Battle Creek. As Howitt throws in the first delivery outside of the zone for a ball, 1-0. He's had three strikeouts so far. He's been sound with no hits. Done an excellent job, as there's no surprise on that, with a .27 ERA. You'd hope he do a great job, and he's done well. But Josh Howitt working on the mound once more. 2-0 to McCray. Bats a 216 out of Eastern Michigan from Romeo, Michigan. And right down the plate, it's a fastball at a strike, 2-1. So two balls, a strike. Josh Howitt turns, sets, serves outside of the zone above the right corner, 3-1. So hasn't walked a batter. He's hit a batter by a pitch. But hasn't thrown four balls. The 3-1 way inside on a check swing, and it comes in for ball four. So there is your first walk as Blake McCray draws a walk, and he'll take first. Jay Adams from Concordia University in Waverly, Nebraska. He's also a 216 batter. But he's got three RBIs, though, eight hits with four runs. So Adams, the second baseman. And Josh Howitt will look over at first. Stands on the third base side of the rubber. And checks off now. Bounces into Broussard. That ball rolls away from him, but doesn't go behind him. So Jay Adams looking to get going here and record Battle Creek's first hit. They haven't gotten one yet. Howitt delivers up and out of the zone. 1-0. Really works a lot of fastballs, and he did so there as Chris Clark, field manager at third base. The 1-0 to Adams, and flies this out right side. Broussard chases after it, but goes out of the park. 1-1. So a ball and a strike. A Battle Creek player has not reached second yet. That just gives a testament to how good Josh Howitt's been. But he's got some work here. The 1-1 home and a swing and a ground ball over to Brewer at shortstop. Throws it to second to Conniff. The throwback to first, and there it is. There's the chemistry, a 6-4-3 double play this time. And that's why this entire infield, all returning rafters. So a double play, and that puts Sebastian Coons in the nine hole. So Coons at Huntington University and a junior from Fort Wayne, Indiana. He's been struggling at the plate, batting a 143. Two down, the first pitch paints the zone just on the upside at a fastball at 88, 0-1. So 0-1 count, two gone. And the 0-1 outside for about 1-1. Ball and a strike. Brewer doing his job and getting that assist there. The 1-1 below the right corner, out of the zone, 2-1. So two balls, a strike here with two gone. Rafters looking to retire the side once more. Which means that if Coons goes down, they would have nine straight outs in nine batters. So, there you go. The 3-1. Lower the zone for ball four. So, they don't get that, but nonetheless, we head to the top of the order. JT Sokolov, who popped out to short. His first time up. Hit kind of a ball that was in the left center. Brewer ran after it, as is Johnson, but Levi Jensen having a word with his pitcher right now, as is Bobo. So all returning Rafters in the infield and the outfield, there are none, but nonetheless, I mean, at this point in the season, game 53, that, you know, these guys are surely experienced given they played basically every day. Two gone, Howitt. The first delivery popped out right side. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. 0-1 count on Sokolov. The Illinois State Redbird. The 0-1 home. A swing and a high pop-up into right center. Running after it is Lordoy, who makes an easy catch for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the third. Rafters in front, 1-0. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third, and we're here in the top of the order as the Raptors in front 1-0. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 as Wisconsin Rapids, they've done a good job so far, only one hit, but it was a sac fly RBI from Lordoy that brought Degatti home from third. So that's where we stand. Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second his first time up. And Lucas Brewer back on the mound once more, 45 pitches. He's gone two innings. He's allowed a hit and a run, hasn't recorded a strikeout, and has thrown three walks. So a violation looks to be on Johnson, not getting ready in time for the batter's box. So he's going to take a strike. So 0-1 count to begin with for Johnson. So Brewer sets in. And the second delivery, Johnson rips this into right field, back at the warning track, and it goes over the head of Ratliff, bounces off the wall. Johnson on his way to second and leads off with a double. So how about that from Ty Johnson? Puts himself in scoring position. And a pitch clock violation for him, but it does not matter. So Jorge Degatti walked his first time up. The only Rafter to get home today. A guy that leads the team in batting average with a .320. So the Indiana Hoosier previously attended Florida, where he appeared in 9 games. He appeared in 7 for the Hoosiers this season in the Big Ten. Johnson at second. Lucas Brewer now will step in on the middle of the rubber. Looks over, kicks in the first delivery. Degatti swings and hits a liner in the center field. That drops before McCray can get to it. Throws to third. Johnson on his way there, and the tag is not in time. Ty Johnson to third. Degatti to first. Runners on the corners. And Wisconsin Rapids in business here in the bottom of the third. Degatti has reached base both times he's been up. And Brendan Bobo, who got a double his first time up, he's 1-for-1. So Wisconsin Rapids, back-to-back hits, now up to 3 hits. And they're knocking on the door once more. So Bobo, a guy that leads the team in home runs with 7 and also RBIs as well. Northwoods League All-Star for his second season in a row. And Brewer will come set. And sets in and serves. It as a curveball outside of the zone. 1-0. He just couldn't find that and work it in. Just goes out on the left side. So the left-hander, Brendan Bobo. 1-0 count. Here, runners on first and third. The 1-0 swing and a miss. A dropped ball from Coons, but it doesn't matter. 1-1. A ball and a strike. And a 1-1 count. So back-to-back hits, a double from Johnson, and a base hit for Degatti. Looking in is Brewer. Turns, winds, and fires. It is a changeup outside of the zone once more. 2-1. Changeup worked out at 72. Brian Dyer, third base coach for today, having a word with Johnson as they both have sizable leadoffs at their respective bases. Swing and a miss. This time 2-2. Brendan Bobo leads the team in strikeouts, though. He's got 34. But has had a good start, 1-for-1. Brewer still yet to find his strikeout. He looks at first, now at third. Here comes set. Kick highs in the 2-2 home. And a changeup outside of the zone once more. Just couldn't find it below the left corner. And the count runs full, 3-2. So Bobo has a chance possibly to see ball four and put the bases loaded, pending what he does here. Brewer turns, winds, and the 3-2 swing and a miss. Coons throws to second, a steal from Degatti, and Johnson gets home. An overthrown ball back to Coons. Degatti gets tagged down at second, but Ty Johnson gets home. So the Rafters now double their lead. They're up 2-0. So a designed play there for Degatti, when there's always runners on first and third. We've seen a lot of the time where the runner at first will take second, and when the throw happens, Johnson has the green light to come home. That's exactly what happened there. Two gone, Orlando Lordoy will step in. A sac fly RBI to right field that brought Degatti home. His first time up at the plate, so the Panamanian, who previously attended Clark State College before Benedictine University at Mesa, swings and pulls the ball into the left center field grab. That drops before Daniels can get to it. Lordoy on his way to second. The throw, the tag from Adams, and he gets him. So Lordoy, a little bit aggressive on the base running. It doesn't pay off for him, but the Rafters nonetheless get a run. They lead 2-0 now. We head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So So top of the fourth inning, as Blake Salomon was up, he hit a ground ball over to Brewer at shortstop, reached out to his left and made the play at first. So Brewer does his job as Jake Allgaier struck out looking his first time up. Rafters in front 2-0 as they've out hit Battle Creek 4-0. One down, the 1-0 to Allgaier, and a swing and a ground ball over to Bobo at third. Bends in low, lets the ball drop in his glove, and then throw across to Diamond. He's on time. Brendan Bobo doing his job once more. So back-to-back ground outs. Two gone here, top of the fourth. So Brendan Bobo not only getting it done on the offensive side, but defensively as well. Kyle Ratliff out of SIU Edwardsville. That's a 252. Howard serves in and a swing and a miss low. Ratliff struck out swinging his first time up at the plate. 0-1 count. Two gone. No balls a strike. Setting in is Howitt. He'll look now. Fouled right side. So Wisconsin Rapids, a team that really can get it done defensively. You know, when you look at it, they're second in ERA with a 3.77. They were first for a while. They're first in innings pitched as well as the 0-2 out for a ball. Fourth in the least amount of errors. They're second in double plays. So they have a lot of stats that really go in their favor on the defensive side. The 1-2 hits a high fly ball into left field. Gallison runs under it and catches the ball right with a stun in his eye. It does not matter. So the Rafters go 1-2-3. Another three up and three down inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 2-0. Wisconsin Rapids will step aside.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need. For the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids, contact WROinstitute.com or call 424-1881.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-0 lead. Wisconsin Rapids in front. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as the Rafters a run in the first and then a run in the bottom of the third as Lucas Brewer sets in on Broussard. And Broussard lined out to second, his first time up at the plate. Wisconsin Rapids, four hits. They've gotten a hit from each of their first four batters, Johnson, Degatti, Bobo, and Lordoy. Can Broussard, the fifth batter, make it five? As he sees a 1-0 ball low in the dirt, 2-0. So Lucas Brewer has thrown three walks. And he's gotten one strikeout, though, where he struck out Bobo. So Brewer will come set right in the middle of the slab in the 2-0 and a swing and a hard hit ball into left field. Running after it and stopping to make the catch is Brock Daniels. So Daniels, the left fielder, just being attentive to that ball because for a sec, when that got hit, I thought that could have been behind Daniels, but he was on top of it. The sun is shining into the outfield as it's coming from, looks like, well, right to left. Wind blowing out towards center field. A one gone. Anthony Gallison grounded out to short. His first time at the plate. He sees the ball 1-0. So 1-0 count here on Anthony Gallison on a Colts Neck, New Jersey. Went to Elon where he graduated in an economics degree, and then his next endeavor was to Coastal Carolina where he broke his leg in this past year and really struggled getting back to where he wants to be. But I tell you that he's playing well right now. 29 hits in total on his first home run the other night. He got a hit last night. The 2-0 from Brewer, and Gallison hits a high fly ball in the left field, heading back, and this ball's off the top of the wall. It goes into center field. Gallison on his way to second, and there it is once more, a double for Anthony Gallison. So Anthony Gallison, you know, that's what I've been saying. He can get hits when needed and when called upon. That was off the top of the wall. That was about a foot away from going out of the park in the left center field. But nonetheless, puts himself in scoring position. Aiden Brewer, who walked first time up, was thrown out at second off of a stolen base. So Brewer headed to UNC Greensboro next season. Hitting up the Division I level. A guy that in 2022 for Hillsdale batted a .435. He was had 50 RBIs and tied for 10th in the conference with home runs. He had 11. And we also had a slugging percentage of a .726. I mean, when you have those numbers, it's certainly hard not to be, well, one of the great seasons in Hillsdale College history, and it certainly was that. Ranked in the top 10 all-time in Hillsdale as a swing and a ball in the center field and goes off the top of the wall. McCray there to throw it, and Gallison stops at third, and Brewer to second. And there he goes once more, Aiden Brewer. What about back-to-back doubles now? Lucas Brewer struggling as Chris Conniff walked. His first time up, two in scoring position, runners at second and third. Good start for Brewer. He walked in, now has a double. So Conniff with one walk, and he's drawn that his first time up. So infield has shifted in a little bit of a different defensive alignment as Adams Sokolov have taken a couple steps towards the mound. One gone. And Brewer has set the fire and a changeup that paints the zone 1-0-1. No balls to strike with one gone. Rafters on the verge of adding to their lead once more. One down. Looking in. And the 0-1 just lower the zone for ball 1-1. So a ball and a strike here with one down. Lucas Brewer nearing his 65th pitch. He's given up six hits. The count runs at one apiece. Brewer the third offering and a swing and a ball into center field. That's high, but catching it is McCray as he throws over to third. Gallison comes charging home for the third Rafters run. So Anthony Gallison adds to their lead once more. Wisconsin Rapids back-to-back innings with at least a run. So a sac fly RBI from Conniff. Levi Jensen, who grounded out to third. Brewer stays at second. So Jensen looking to find a way to get his 10th hit of the season. Hit a hard ground ball to Allgaier at third as a swing and a pop-up into the mound as running after it is a third baseman, Allgaier, who has to make that catch as he just nearly almost dropped it. Well, it looked like the pitcher, Brewer, pointed up and said, hey, we need somebody to get this, and Allgaier made the grab. But nonetheless, Raptors get a run. We head to the top of the fifth here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, Wisconsin Rapids in front, 3-0 over the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Well, Josh Howitt on the mound once more. He's gone four innings, 43 pitches, has walked two batters, but three strikeouts. So a guy that prior to today, a .27 ERA, and another Northwoods League All-Star for his second season in a row. So Howitt warming up as he'll face Brock Daniels. And Daniels, a guy that was hit by a pitch his first time up at the plate. He saw a 2-2 ball that went right into his back. So Raptors, a run in their past two innings. And they've gotten a run in the first three of the four. So also six hits as well. So offensively, they are clicking on all cylinders. Can they continue it defensively? That will be the question. So Daniels, out of University of Missouri, so Missouri Tiger playing his collegiate ball in the SEC as the first offering from Howitt down low into the glove of Jensen for a ball. So 44 hits for Daniels, the left fielder, and 25 RBIs. He's got a home run as well, and the 1-0 to Daniels, swing and a miss inside, 1-1. So a fastball that paints the zone at 87, and the count runs at one apiece. Howitt on the third base side of the rubber. Daniels the left-hander. Lefty on lefty in a swing and a sharply hit ground ball over to Conniff at second. Charges it, throws it out on the first for the first out. So an easy play there for Chris Conniff. So many ground outs and so many assists he's responsible for. As Anthony Aloisio, who grounded out into a 4-3 double play thanks to Conniff, who grounded a ball right into his glove. He stepped on second and threw to first. So that was Aloisio, his first time up. Howitt throws outside. And a ball this time. So Aloisio out of Davenport University. That's a 229. The first baseman will see the 1-0 up and above the zone. And 2-0. So a two-ball count. Here with one down. The 2-0 and a swing and a ball lifted into right field. Lordoy tracks it down and lets the ball drop into his glove. Two gone. So Blake McCray walked his first time at the plate. Rafters looking for another three up and three down inning. Now they've gotten 14 outs, you know, in total. And Josh Howitt's only at 49 pitches. So have been very efficient, and rightfully so. As a swing and a ball lifts out right field side out of play. And went near the press box here. Fortunate there's netting around us. But two gone and an 0-1 count here on the Eastern Michigan product. And a Romeo, Michigan. McCray, the center fielder. Howitt turns, serves, and a swing and a ball popped up backside. Jensen runs under it and makes the grab right behind home plate for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for the Rafters. They get it done on the defensive side. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces. A proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the fifth inning, a 3-0 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Ty Johnson leads off here in the top of the order as Rafters three runs in their first four innings. They've gotten a run in each, a run in the first, third, and fourth. Can they keep that up here in the fifth? Lucas Brewer on the mound once more and delivers the first ball outside of the zone, 1-0. So Johnson grounded out to second his first time up and then a double. So he's 1-for-2. And the 1-0, Johnson flies this backside in 1-1. So 1-1 count as that almost came into our booth because fortunate that nothing happened there. That happened a couple of games ago where a ball that bounced high and almost went into the monitor. That was and the worst part of that was the ball didn't stay in the press box. It dropped out, so we didn't even get to keep a souvenir. So 2-1 count here on Johnson. Brewer sets in and throws up above the zone for a ball. So three balls, a strike. Rafters up to six hits now. They've really had the offense clicking. And a 3-1 from Brewer. Above the left corner and a fastball that can't find the zone. And Ty Johnson will get walked his first time today, but his second time reaching base. So Jorge Degatti, somebody that's very accustomed to that today, has reached base both times he's been up. He's walked and had a base hit. So a single in the center. And Lucas Brewer getting a talking to from his shortstop, Sokolov, and his catcher, Coons. Brewer's gone four innings, 71 pitches. He's allowed six hits, three runs, and all three of those runs have come earned. Four walks and a strikeout. So Lucas Brewer not the best of outings. So it doesn't look to be that there's any action going on in the Battle Jacks bullpen right now. So we'll monitor that and see how that goes. Bobo on deck. Degani, the first delivery. Just below the strike zone. 1-0. Fastball at 88. Brewer really goes to his fastball at times. Works in between his changeups where he likes to paint the corners, but he's been struggling with that. Only one strikeout. And the 1-0 to Gotti, and a swing and a ground ball over to Adams at second. Flips it to Sokolov, and the throw to first. A 4-6-3 double play. And Battle Creek, just like that, two down. So DeGotti grounds out into a double play. And Brendan Bobo, who's 1-for-2, has had a double and struck out swinging. So Sokolov and Adams, great chemistry between those two. So Bobo, right now the left-hander. The guy that bats a 234. A Santa Cruz, California native, as he swings and absolutely belts this ball into right field. This one is sailing, and this one is gone. He got all of that, and Brendan Bobo, my goodness. There's a reason why he's up to 8 home runs right now. I mean, soon as that ball left the bat, it was sailing to the moon and just gone. Brendan Bobo, how about it? He hit that ball 102 miles per hour and 406 feet back. In the right field, and Raptors now up to 4 runs. They've had a run in 4 of their first 5 innings. 7 hits in total. A solo shot for Bobo. Last time he played against the Battle Jacks, back on June the 25th, he hit 2 home runs back at their place at MCCU Field. And so does it once again here, this time in late July. Orlando Lodoy had a sac fly RBI and put out to second, where he got a single because of it, but he was on his way to second and was put out there. The count runs at 1 apiece. Brendan Bobo, just, my goodness, that was very like him, because when he gets home runs, he just absolutely cranks them. But the 1-1 popped into the third baseman, Allgaier, who comes out and makes the catch for the third out. But another run for Wisconsin Rapids. This time, it was a solo home run from Brendan Bobo. We head to the top of the 6th, 4-0, Raptors lead.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards, right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the 6th inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, as the Raptors in front 4-0. They've out hit Battle Creek 7-0, as Josh Howitt, a big part of that, and a guy that's had 53 pitches, and he's gone five innings, thrown two walks, and has acquired three strikeouts. So the left-hander really putting on another masterclass performance, as he does so very often. And the 1-1 at a curveball that goes right down the plate, 1-2, and an off-speed pitch of 77. So Jay Adams, who grounded out into a 6-4-3 double play, his first time up at the plate. He fouls this off right side, staying alive in the count. So Bobo's last home run, you know, give you an example, or to put this into context, he bombed it into right field, and to right field's about 315 feet back. The 1-2, way miss inside, and he goes down as Adams. Kind of a check swing there, an awkward swing, but nonetheless gets his fourth strikeout. So Adams kind of turns his back, and an awkward swing, but nonetheless another strikeout. So Bobo hit that 315 feet back, and well, 315 feet, that's where the right field is. He hit that 406 feet back in total. To dead center, it's 366. So that just puts it into words that he absolutely crushed that ball. And he's gotten help from the wind as well, because the wind is blowing out towards center field. So 2-0 count with one down here on Sebastian Coons, who walked his first time up at the plate. And the two-ball count, a set and serve from Howitt, and paints the zone once more, 2-1. So two balls, a strike, one gone. As Howard throws and hits the helmet of Coons, he was lucky that nothing happened because of that. His helmet flies off of his head. As Sebastian Coons, well, that's really fortunate that his helmet is there to protect him. Just bounced off the helmet, and it came in as a fastball. So Coons will take first. As JT Sokolov, top of the order, popped out to short and flew out to right. So the Illinois State Redbird from Hudsonville, Michigan, who's 0-2, and Sokolov hits this into right field. A high fly ball. Broussard is racing after it, but it goes out in foul territory. 0-1. So top of the six here, Wisconsin Rapids has been getting a run almost every inning, whether it's coming at a home run, a sack fly. They've had two sack fly RBIs this game and a home run. And the 0-1 low of the dirt, four ball, 1-1. Sebastian Coons on first, and Sokolov, the shortstop, who's made some good contact with the ball. And the 2-1, he flies this away right side. And once more, the count goes at two apiece. So two balls, two strikes, one down. Josh Howitt nearing his 65th pitch. He's up to four strikeouts. Hasn't given up a hit. He'll look at first. The 2-2 home. And Sokolov with a pulled ball that drops into center field. There's the first hit he's given up. And just like that, I say that he hasn't given up a hit. And then the very next pitch, Sokolov to first. So a liner into center field, as that was a prime example of announcer's jinx. So Sokolov to first, and at second is Coons. So runners on first and second. It's the first time today Battle Creek has had at least two runners on. And Blake Salomon, who struck out swinging and grounded out to short, takes the first strike down the plate, 0-1. 0-1 count, one down, here top of the six. It's also the first time Battle Creek has had somebody in scoring position. The 0-1 home, and a wild pitch that goes behind Jensen. Runners advance to second and third, and now a two in scoring position. Sokolov to second, Coons to third, And Battle Creek now, you know, they're only down 4-0. And we saw what happened yesterday. The Raptors were up 3-0 in Madison, and they gave up a 3-0 lead, a 4 runs unanswered for Madison. A ball and a strike and a swing and a miss. This time, 1-2. Looks like Devin Jones will be warming up in the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids. So the Jackson State product. So you wonder if this is how it's last time around the mound. And the 1-2 swing and a ball lifted into right center field. That drops. Coons is on his way home. Sokolov rounds third. And Battle Creek gets two runs back. They cut it to a 4-2 ball game. And now at second is Solomon. So he gets a two-run RBI double. And Wisconsin Rapids, just like that, the lead is cut in half. Battle Creek, first time they've gotten on the board. So Jake Allgaier struck out looking and grounded out to third. But Howitt, you know, was doing so well, didn't give up any hits, any runs, had four strikeouts, but just like that, back-to-back hits. As a swing and a wild pitch, one once more, and getting to third is Salomon. And only one gone. The third run 90 feet away, and here come the Battle Jacks once more. A couple wild pitches for Howitt has opened the door for Battle Creek. One down. A 1-0 count. Howitt will set in high in the first offering as Jensen has to reach out to his right. A really low ball and a fastball at 89. But I guess it comes in for a strike, 1-1. The 1-1 home and fouled off the inside of the bat, 1-2. Boy, that second pitch, that certainly seemed like a ball. It goes down as a strike, though. Well, umpire signals that it's a 1-2 count. So at third is Salomon, responsible for a two-run RBI double. Looking in, setting and serving the 1-2 swing and a popped-up ball into the right field side as Lordoy comes after it and races home to make that catch as he throws it at home, but he goes down. So Allgaier flies out to right, and Salomon remains at third. Kyle Ratliff struck out swinging and flew out to left. So this Battle Creek team, you know, don't get it mistaken. They have can come back in games. I mean, you take it to the second game against Wausau. Wausau was up 8-0. 10 unanswered runs for Battle Creek, including a grand slam, and they won that game 10-8. So this is a team that knows how to play from being down. When you come down from 8 runs, you can basically come down from anything, you know, come back from anything. So two gone in the 1-0 count here on Kyle Ratliff, who's 0-2. And a swing and a miss this time. He kind of chopped at it down low, 1-1. So ball strike, two gone. Top of the 6. Battle Creek has cut this lead in half. Raptors have out-hit Battle Creek 7-2. And 2-1 count. At third is Salomon. So the third run 90 feet away. 2-1 from Howitt. Up and away, Jensen has to reach above his head to make that catch because that nearly could have gone behind him. And then surely Salomon would have been taken off from third. Three balls a strike. With two down. The 3-1 home. Fouled off the inside of the bat. 3-2. Ratliff out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. A guy with 12 RBIs looking to make it 13. Howitt sets in, turns the payoff, and a swing and a pop-up into right field, drifting away. Broussard looks to track it down, and can he do so? And I can't see from here. And looks like he did not make the catch because where he caught the, or he didn't catch the ball, it was a little bit behind a deck down there on the right field side where accessible seating is available. So